action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Hafford EMS, Lasard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, and welcome to morning baseball. The Biloxi Shuckers are getting set for their final morning game of the 2024 season, and they come into today with a 14-14 record, fresh off a 5-0 win a night ago, their fifth shutout win of the season. Javon Blake along with you, the Brewers AA affiliate set to go up against the AA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays in the Montgomery Biscuits. They enter today at 15-13 on the season. The Shuckers have been dominant at home this year, and that continued a night ago. A 5-0 shutout win. TJ Shook, 6 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts on the hill. Shane Smith, meanwhile, got the save with 3 shutout innings and 5 strikeouts in relief. On the lineup side of things for the Shuckers, Brock Woken and Wes Clark both back into the lineup. Wes Clark, 2 hits, 4 runs driven in, and Brock Woken a 1-4-3 day. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview, where we are joined by Shuckers bench coach Fidel Pena to talk about the dazzling Shuckers defense early on this season, and also a bit about Pena making the jump from being a manager in the Dominican Summer League the last 3 seasons up to being a bench coach in Double A alongside his former manager, Joe Erol. That comes your way next. First pitch at 11:05 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got Connecticut sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Connecticut Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at ConnecticutSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javon Blake, and we are joined by Shuckers bench coach Fidel Pena. Fidel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
How fun has it been to not only be coaching back in the United States, but you're up to the AA level this year as a bench coach?
It's been a great experience, you know, obviously coming back from the DR after spending a few years over there. You know, definitely a different player population. Much older, you know, much better level, you know, obviously. So, you know, in the Dominican, the first level of, like, out of all of them, you know, it's It's a different game, you know, but you can definitely see some more consistency.
And what is that adjustment like for you as a coach compared to coaching kids in the DSL that are 16, 17, 18 years old up here to AA, where your average player is 22, 23, or 24?
I mean, it's definitely a different approach, you know. Like, those kids in the Dominican, they're so young, and they're like sponges that, like, they're absorbing all the information and all that stuff. Here you got, like, more mature players, guys that, you know, kind of have, like, their own routine and that kind of stuff, and they know what to do. You just kind of have to guide them and keep them in shape, you know, making sure that they're doing their stuff and they're staying, on the right path.
How fun is it to be back with manager Joe Arault? He was your manager when you were a player back in 2016 in Brevard County. You coached with him in 2019, and now you two are back together at the AA level.
Oh, it's been awesome. I actually played against Joe, like, back in 2010 and 2011 when he was a manager in Helena, and I was with the Missoula Osprey back then, you know. So, like, playing against him, playing for him, and coaching with him, like, a couple of years, that's been a great experience, you know. He's a little crazy, and I love it, you know, like, he's fun to be around, and he's been a great mentor so far, so that's good.
How much has he helped you on your path, whether it's managing for you down in the Dominican Summer League or being up here as a bench coach in AA?
I mean, I would say he's helped me a lot, you know. Like, he's helped me, like, kind of mold me into the kind of coach that I am. I also spent a few years with Victor Estevez, like, back in the DR, and then, like, with Matt Erickson before I went back to the DR. So, like, all of those experiences, you know, have, like, kind of helped me mold my coaching style and all of that.
One of the massive things this year for the Biloxi Shuckers has been the defensive end. You've been out there a lot with the Fungo and Mike Guerrero's patented little red machine with the guys on defense. How excited and how impressed have you been at the defense through the first 27 games of this season?
I would say it's been pretty consistent. You know, the guys are doing their thing. Like, they're staying sharp in practice. They're putting in the effort and it's showing in the games. So like, it's just a matter of consistency and keeping them sharp and making sure that they're doing the stuff, you know, on a daily basis.
How about Eric Brown Jr. this year as well? Just came back from the injured list on Sunday, but in his first stint before he went on the injured list, it seemed like there wasn't a ball in the infield he was not going to get to. How fun is it to work with a player like that?
I mean, obviously, he's a very talented young kid, you know, still has a lot of things to work on and all that stuff, and I'm just going to keep pushing him, and it's fun, you know, interacting with him. You know, he's very smart. So, you know, just looking forward to, you know, to him staying healthy for the rest of the season and doing his thing and, you know, and just put it in, out there on the field. So,
what has it been like working with this crop of infielders? Because not only is it a group of infielders that have a lot of professional experience and have a lot of professional talent, but it's also a group of really talented defenders, whether it's Ethan Murray or Freddie Zamora or Mike Bovee, Brock Wilkin, Eric Brown Jr., Ernesto Martinez Jr., the list goes on and on. How fun has it been for you, and what have you seen from them in the early going that has really impressed you?
I mean, like, it's just a really good group of people. Like before players, like, they're great people. They're guys that are very disciplined, and that's what's making, you know, the difference for those guys. Like how committed they are to their routines and how awesome it is, like, for them to, you know, to just come out here to the field and do the thing day in and day out. Like, they have stayed really, really consistent. So, like, that has made my job, like, a lot easier.
Mike Bovee as well is getting some reps over at first base. Got some earlier in the season. Also getting some starts here in AA at first base. What has that looked like when you've been working on him over at the first base side?
Obviously, you know, it's kind of new to him, you know, and you can tell, but like, he's a smart kid. He's, you know, actually making a lot of questions and all of that, and he's putting in the work, and I'm sure that he's going to have a smooth transition to, you know, to first base as well. Like, he can do it. He's played all around the infield pretty much, so, like, not going to be anything new, just a different angle. So that's...
What's been your favorite part of AA this year?
Obviously, you know, seeing the level of competition, you know, and how much consistent guys are. Like I said earlier, like, it's just like, I'm coming from the DSL where you see 7 walks every night, and like I mean, and like 5 errors, it's like, oh, that's something that happens here. And like, they're like seeing like the level of you know, of competition here, like how different it is. It's been exciting. So, you know, obviously eye opening. Like, I never played here as a player, so like, I never got to experience the AA Double A Live. So like seeing it now as a coach, I see like I think like it is a big jump from High A to Double A. So.
Fidel, thanks, bud, for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. We're back after this on the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Biloxi. Before we go any farther, it's time to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We are getting set for early morning baseball at 11:05 a.m. Central Time. First pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers at 14-14 and the 15-13 Montgomery Biscuits. Javik Blake alongside you. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It is a guy who has been dominant to start the season in the righty, Bradley Blaylock. He's 3-1 with a 1.50 ERA in five starts. He's gone 24 innings with seven walks, 18 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 186 against him. On the other side of things, it's the righty Cole Wilcox for the Montgomery Biscuits. He's 2-1 with a 3.15 ERA. He makes his sixth start of the year. He's thrown 20 innings, 7 walks, 15 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 253 against him today. His sixth start throughout his career against the Biloxi Shuckers, trying to turn things around, a 6.45 ERA in his first five starts against the Shuckers. Managers exchanging lineup cards right now. It's time to take a look at today's starting lineups, and they're built by Renova Roofing. In the leadoff spot for Montgomery, it's the right-handed hitting Drew Baker. Carson Williams bats second. Bob Seymour is in the three spot. Roberto Hernandez behind him bats in the cleanup spot. Tanner Murray bats fifth. Then it's Nick Schnell, Ricardo Genovis, Jalen Battles, and Matthew Dyer to round out Montgomery, starting nine, signed by first-year manager Kevin Bowles. For the Shuckers, it's also a lineup built by Renova Roofing and signed by first-year manager Joe Arol. Freddie Zamora is in the leadoff spot. Mike Bobe, one of the hottest hitters on the planet right now, hitting a cool 350 over his last nine games. He bats second. Brock Wilkin is in the three spot. Ernesto Martinez Jr. back in center field for the second straight game. He is in the cleanup spot. Xavier Warren bats fifth. Then it's Ethan Murray, Andy Yerzy, Justin Dearden, and Jose Acosta to round out the lineup.
Shuckers are looking to start off this series with a bang. It was a 5-0 shutout win yesterday. The pitching staff's fifth shutout of the year, as the Shuckers have won 8 of their first 10 at home in 2024. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for morning baseball. The Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Second game of a 6-game set. And Education Day at Shuckers Ballpark in 2024. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Wings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run, and it's 4-0 Biloxi. The Middlebury dives, grabs it at short, gets to his feet, fires the first in time. His glove black slides in the second, and there's 40 stolen bases in 2023.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCS.
Sent round through the throw home and a hop to Clark, the tag, got him! Oh, what a throw from Sparks!
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
Williams swings and misses! The playoff hopes stay alive for another day! It's a 9-2 Shuckers winner!
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Good morning and a very happy Wednesday. Welcome inside Biloxi Shuckers Baseball from Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi, Mississippi. It is the final morning game of the season for the Biloxi Shuckers, and they enter after a 5-0 shutout win a night ago to open their series against the Montgomery Biscuits. Javik Blake alongside you. It is a gorgeous Wednesday for baseball. 82 degrees and partly cloudy. Just like yesterday, the wind blows straight in from right, and the righty Bradley Blaylock is set to make his sixth start of the season. He's 3-1 with a 1.50 ERA, 5 starts, 24 innings pitched, 7 walks, 18 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 186 against him, including limiting left-handed batters to a 139 average on the campaign. He faces a Biscuits lineup that yesterday between Shane Smith and TJ Shook were limited to just 2 hits and were retired 15 up, 15 down through the first 5 innings. Drew Baker is in the leadoff spot. Carson Williams bats second. Bob Seymour is in the 3 spot. Eduardo Hernandez bats fourth. Tanner Murray bats fifth. And it's Nick Schnell, Ricardo Genovis, Jalen Battles, and Matthew Dyer. Shuckers today wearing their military-themed alternate jerseys. It is Military Wednesday presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. And it is the Shuckers Education Day. Over 1,000 kids sent to be in attendance from schools across the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We are almost set to go. Yerzy fires it down to second. And here we go. Shuckers last night, a massive win. And a dominant win. 5-0 over this Biscuits team. They've won 3 out of 4 against the Biscuits this year. Blaylock's ready to go. Baker's ready to go. Home plate umpire Sean Cassidy says play ball. And here we go. First pitch in a Wednesday morning is chopped off Blaylock's glove up the middle. It sputters towards second. Murray overruns it. And Baker reaches. It goes as a single for Baker. 1 pitch, 1 hit. And it brings up the right-handed hitting Carson Williams. For Biloxi, Jose Acosta is in left. Ernesto Martinez Jr. commands center this afternoon. Justin Dearden is in right. Third to first around the infield, Mike Bovey, Freddie Zamora, Ethan Murray, and Xavier Warren with Andy Yerzy behind the plate. Baker has 13 stolen bases this year. Short lead off first. The pitch home is a called strike on the inside corner on the righty Williams. Williams is hitting a team-high 320 this year, a 365 OBP. Blaylock fires. That's a curveball for a called strike. The count goes 2-2. Blaylock, a 4-pitch guy, fastball, splitter, curveball, and a slider. Just underway. We're on the top of the first inning. By the way, first pitch time today, 11:07 Central Time. The 0-2 pitch. Chopped up the middle, and it's into center. Got right between Murray and Zamora on the infield. And it's back-to-back singles to start off the day for the Biscuits. Brings up the lefty, Bob Seymour.
First baseman, number 44, Bob Seymour.
This is the second early morning start this year for Blaylock. Shuckers play 2 education days in 2024, both of them a Blaylock start. Blaylock gave up 3 hits in the first inning against Pensacola. Gave up a season-high 3 runs in 3 innings. In his only other education day start this year, that was back 2 weeks ago against Pensacola. The pitch to Seymour, he waves and misses. First pitch fastball at 93. And the count goes 0-1. Seymour is hitting 240 on the year, 2 homers, 15 driven in, and a 300 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. It's a splitter at 88. Count goes 0-2. Last time out for Blaylock, gave up 1 run on 4 hits over 4 innings against the Tennessee Smokies. That was back in last week's series opener, which was on a Wednesday. Made 3 straight Wednesday starts. The 0-2 pitch. Seymour waves and misses. Gets a sword at the top of the zone at 95 with a fastball. And it's 1 away. Brings up the righty, Eriberto Hernandez.
Number 11, Eriberto Hernandez.
Hernandez is hitting 278 this year with a team-high 963 OPS. 2-1, 1 out, just underway in the top of the first inning. The pitch, curveball, smacked towards third. Bovey gets it on a hop, touches third, goes across the diamond. In time, and it's a double play. It's a double tree by Hill and Biloxi. Double play against Biloxi out of the first inning. Unscathed. In the inning, no runs, two hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Shuckers coming to bat against the righty Cole Wilcox when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. We head to the bottom of the first inning on an early morning start. Got underway at 11:07 a.m. Central Time. Shuckers kept Montgomery off the board in the top of the first inning, and a lineup that pounded out three first inning runs yesterday hits their first crack at the righty, Cole Wilcox. He's 2-1 with a 3.15 ERA. Five starts, 20 innings, seven walks, and 15 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .253 against him. It's a Shuckers lineup built by Renova Roofing. Freddie Zamora leads it off. Mike Bovee bats second. Brock Wilkin is in the three spot, and Ernesto Martinez Jr. rounds out the top four in the lineup. Back half, Xavier Warren, Ethan Murray, Andy Yerzy, Justin Dearden, and Jose Acosta. The first pitch of the day is tipped foul off Ricardo Genovese's mitt behind the plate. The count goes 0-1. Zamora hitting .203 on the season. The top spot in the lineup today. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and drives it towards left center. It tails back towards Matthew Dyer in the alleyway. Baker's over. And he makes the running grab. He retires Zamora and one away. That was on a line straight to left center. We've met Drew Baker. Time to meet the rest of the defense for Montgomery. Matthew Dyer is in left. Nick Schnell is in right. Third to first, Jalen Battles, Carson Williams, Tanner Murray, and Bob Seymour. Ricardo Genovese is behind the plate. Pitch to the lefty, Bovee. Is a called strike one. Bovee is sitting .328 this year, .406 OBP, and a .963 OPS. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball smacked in a right center, down for a base hit. Murray leapt up high in the air at second. Used every inch of his 6'1" frame, was not able to grab it. And Mike Bovee has reached base in 10 straight games. That one off the bat at 97. Up comes the right-handed hitting Brock Wilkin. He's sitting .190 on the season, just returned back from the injured list yesterday and went 1-for-3. One out, one on. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Wilkin returned to the lineup yesterday after missing 22 days, 22 games after getting hit in the face. Month back, the pitch. Wilkin drives it down the right field line. It tails towards the corner. It's fair, and it drops in, rolls weakly towards the foul line. Schnell grabs it. Bovee stops at third. Wilkins in a second with a double. That thing hit the ground and died. And everybody scampers up two bases. Bovee to third. Wilkin to second. Wilkin has his first extra base hit since coming back from the IL. And now runners on second and third with one away for the left-handed hitting Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez Jr. had an RBI single in the first inning yesterday. Shuckers took an early 3-0 lead. They ended up winning 5-0. Two on, one out. The pitch. Martinez Jr. takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Ernesto is hitting 255 this year. Team high 3 homers and 16 driven in. Wilkin at second, Bovey at third. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. And now Wilcox steps off and asks Genovis to re-go over the signs. The 1-0 pitch. He waves and misses. Slider back on the inside corner at 86. And the count evens at 1-1. Martinez Jr. at his 8th multi-hit game of the year yesterday. Went 2-for-3, had 2 singles, an RBI, and was hit by a pitch. The 1-1 delivery. He takes inside, and it gets by Genovis. Bovey comes home. And it's 1-0 Biloxi. It looked like for a moment that that got Martinez Jr. It just missed his elbow guard. Bovey comes home on the wild pitch. And the Shuckers take a 1-0 lead. For the second straight day, the Shuckers have first inning runs. And now a runner on third with one away and a 2-1 count to Martinez Jr. Wilcox fires. He swings and chops it right side of the infield. Two hops to Tanner Murray at second. Lofts it over to first. It's in time, but it scores Brock Wilkin. It's Martinez Jr.'s 17th RBI of the year, and the Shuckers lead it 2-0. Xavier Warren digs in, very back of the left-handed box with two outs. The pitch, he takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren is hitting 203 on the year with a 286 OBP. Alrighty, Wilcox stares in. Now comes home. Warren pops it up. Right side of the infield, Tanner Murray, the second baseman, off the back of the infield, gives way to the shortstop, Williams, who hauls it in and retires Warren to end the inning. But a wild pitch and an RBI ground out gives Biloxi a 2-0 lead. Two runs, two hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 2-0 Biloxi after one. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. We end at the top of the second inning. Shuckers lead it by a 2-0 score. And the righty Bradley Blylock back to work faces the righty Tanner Murray. The pitch misses. Check that. It's a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 2-1. Shuckers got out of the first inning with a double play. It was brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and the ballpark. It's your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. The pitch is rolled to short. Zamora gobbles it up on the back of the infield, fires to first. It's wide. Murray slides across the bag and gets around Warren's tag. It's an error on Freddie Zamora. It's his sixth error of the season. Murray reaches. And now, a man on. Nobody out for the lefty, Nick Schnell. It's just the 16th error of the year for the Shockers. Schnell digs in at the back of the left-handed box. The pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back. Doesn't matter, it's called strike one. Leadoff man has reached in both innings today for Montgomery. The 0-1 pitch. Schnell rolls it to third. Bovee has it go under his glove and into left center. A coach that grabs it and fires it in. It is back-to-back errors to start the second inning. An E6 and an E5. And the righty Ricardo Genovis now comes up with runners in first and second and nobody out. Shockers lead it by a 2-0 score. It's 2-0 Shockers in the top of the second inning. Now the pitch. Genovis waves and misses. It's a fastball back on the inside corner. The count goes 0-1. Shockers got two runs in the bottom of the first inning. Murray's at second. Schnell is at first. In the top of the second inning. The pitch. Misses up and in, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch popped up. First base side foul territory. Warren, the first baseman, tracks over towards the railing, and it's out of play. Count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Top of the second inning, it's 2-0 Biloxi. Blaylock fires. Genovis pops it up, out towards short left center. Zamora races out from short, infield fly is called, and he makes the catch. One out, two on, and the righty Jalen Battle steps in.
Third baseman, number 43, Jalen Battle.
Battles hitting 175 on the year, three driven in, and a 298 OBP. It's 2-0 Shockers in the second. Blaylock delivers. Battles drives it down the left field line. It curls, and it's foul. A very long strike one. A foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 0-1, the count to the righty Battles. He's in the eighth spot in this Biscuits order this morning. Blaylock turns around, fires to second. Murray's back in time. It's 2-0 Shockers. Two runs, two hits, and two errors. The Shockers committed two errors to start this inning. The pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and pops it foul. First base side and out of play. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Blaylock fires. Lifted out to right. Curls towards the line. Dearden's over into foul territory, and it drops into the Shuckers' bullpen. Count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Blaylock fires. It's a cold strike, right on the outside corner. Fastball at 95 on the outer half. And after the back-to-back errors to start the inning, it's two outs for Blaylock. And up comes the right-handed hitting Matthew Dyer. Two out, two on. Blaylock delivers home. Dyer takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. He's hitting 200 on the season, four runs driven in a 273 OBP. Blaylock fires. It misses low. Yersey blocks it up, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers lead it 2-0. Two out, two on. We're in the top of the second inning. Morning game between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. The only morning game of the year the Shuckers have at home. Blaylock kicks and fires. It's popped foul. First base side and out of play. Count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two away. The pitch. Fouled off, back to the screen. The count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Blaylock one strike away from working around two early errors in this second inning. The pitch. Dyer touches it. Foul. First base side and out of play. The slider at 85 from Blaylock. Count stays at 2-2. That was his 26th pitch of the night. Check that of the morning for Blaylock. The 2-2 pitch. Dyer waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 95, and it's back-to-back strikeouts to finish out the inning. No runs, no hits, two errors, but both runners left on base. Through an inning and a half, and it's 2-0 Biloxi. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Joe Arald. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ethan Murray steps in from the right side against the righty Cole Wilcox. His first pitch of the second inning is chopped back up the middle. Williams over from short, grabs it at the back of the infield, fires to first, and he retires Ethan Murray quickly, one away in the second. Javik Blake back alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us on your Wednesday morning. Early baseball between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Thanks so much for joining us. The righty Wilcox delivers home to the lefty Andy Yerzy, and the first pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner. Yerzy is hitting 219 on the season. The 0-1 delivery. He takes off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. But over the last five games, he's put together a real nice performance. 5-for-17, and he's driven in five. The 1-1 delivery. Yerzy waves and misses at a fastball. And the count goes to 1-2. The pitch. Yerzy chops it first base side. Two hops to the first baseman, Seymour. He takes it to the bag himself. And now two away for the left-handed hitting Justin Dearden. In at the back of the left-handed box with two away. The pitch. He takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes 0-1. Dearden hitting 196 on the season. He ran into some unlucky wind yesterday. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and misses at a changeup low, and the count goes to 0-2. He hit one into the teeth of the wind. It has been blowing in straight from right all series long. 105 into the wind, and instead of a homer, it was a weak fly out to right. The 0-2 pitch. He takes up and in with a fastball. Count at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Dearden waves and misses. Slider on the outside corner. And that finishes out a 1-2-3 second inning from Wilcox. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're to the third. Shuckers lead it 2-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Walmart Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Well, Welcome back to Biloxi. Jay McBlank back alongside you on a Wednesday morning. Shuckers and Biscuits in the second game of a six-game set. Bradley Blaylock is back to work. First pitch to Drew Baker. He has a called strike one. Baker is up at the top of the order. Singled up the middle back in the first inning. Shuckers lead it 2-0. The pitch, curveball, misses up. And the count evens 1-1. Bradley Blaylock's out for his third inning of work. First two innings, he threw just 27 pitches. The 1-1 pitch. Baker lines it towards right center. Martinez Jr. is over, and he makes the catch. One away, and it brings up the right-handed hitting Carson Williams. Shuckers lead it 2-0. We're in the top of the third. Ernesto Martinez Jr. yesterday made his first start in center in over 1,000 days. It was his first start in center since he was in the single-A Carolina League with the Carolina Mudcats on July 18th, 2021. Carson Williams now up from the right side. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Williams singled into center back in the first inning. Just like last Education Day game that Blaylock pitched in, it was back-to-back hits to start the inning. But unlike that last Education Day game, pitch misses low and the count goes to 2-0. Neither run scored. Blaylock gave up two runs in the first inning back two Wednesdays ago against Pensacola in a game that started at 11:05. The 2-0 delivery. Williams swings and pops it up. Off the back of the first base side of the infield, Warren over. Now tracks over into foul territory, and he makes the catch for the second out. Two away, and it brings up the lefty, Bob Seymour. By the way, fans, you can join in on today's broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776, and we'll say hello again. That's 601-514-0776. Two out, nobody on. Lefty Bob Seymour up against Blaylock. The right-hander delivers. Seymour lifts it out towards left. Acosta back on it. Backpedals a couple of steps, hauls it in. And it is a quick and easy 1-2-3 inning for Bradley Blaylock. Needs just seven pitches. And he's through three scoreless innings on the hill. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 2.5, and it's 2-0 Biloxi. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game times, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Acosta, switch hitter from the left side, stands in against the righty Cole Wilcox. First pitch of the bottom of the third is a fastball and a called strike one. Javik Blake back with you. It is 2-0 Biloxi over Montgomery. Shuckers scored two in the first. Righty Cole Wilcox fires, misses off the inside corner with a slider, and the count evens 1-1. Wilcox has given up Two hits so far today, both of them in the first inning. The 1-1 pitch. Acosta takes a slider on the inside corner for strike two. Wilcox is a three-pitch guy. He's used all three throughout the day. Fastball, changeup, and a slider. 6'5" righty delivers. Acosta takes up and away at 93. The count evens 2-2. Two-two pitch. Acosta lines it in the center. It's down for a base hit. Off the bat at 96 miles an hour. Acosta has his third hit of the season. And the leadoff man gets on for Freddy Zamora at the top of the order. Zamora is 0-1. He stung one to center back in the first, but it was right to Drew Baker in the left center field alleyway. Shuckers lead it 2-0. One on, nobody out in the last of the third. The pitch. He shows bunt, places up the first baseline, and foul. Count goes 0-1. Wilcox, 24 years old, born and raised in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball is a called strike, and the count goes 0-2. He was originally drafted by the Padres back out of Georgia in 2020. Part of the Blake Snell trade that sent Snell to the Padres, Wilcox and others to the Rays. The pitch misses way outside, gets by Genovis, hits up the backstop and rolls halfway to third. Acosta moves up to second on the wild pitch. And now runner in scoring position and a 1-2 count on the Zamora. One ball, two strikes, nobody out, and about 1,000 children start screaming. The pitch, waving a miss, gets him in on the hands with a changeup at 89. Zamora strikes out, one away for Mike Bovey. Bovey singled in a right back in the first inning, extended his on-base streak to 10 in a row. 2-0 Shuckers, last of the third. Jose Acosta, short leadoff second. Wilcox fires. Bovey takes a slider back on the inside corner for strike one. Bovey has had just an incredible start to his professional career. Anders today is one of the leaders in minor league baseball in average. Hit over 500 in high A before being promoted. The 0-1 pitch. Bovey takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 0-2. Bovey, born and raised in Hastings, Nebraska. Proud of their hometown kid. It's a town of about 20,000. One of the top 10 largest cities in Nebraska. 0-2 pitch. He pops it foul down the third baseline and out of play. The count stays at 0-2. One of the wildest parts about Bovey's growing up in Hastings, Nebraska, it is the home of Kool-Aid. It was invented there in 1927. The 0-2 delivery. Bovey tips it foul off Genovis at the plate. Count stays at 0-2. It's invented by a man named Edwin Perkins. The town has an annual Kool-Aid festival every August. Now, that is something we're going to have to ask Mike Bovey about in the coming days. I always imagine, wonder what a Kool-Aid festival's like. 0-2 delivery. Bovey rips it down the right field line. This thing's fair, and it rolls towards the wall. Acosta rounds third and scores. Bovey's in a second. It's a multi-hit performance, and the Hastings, Nebraska kid just keeps on hitting. This time it's an RBI double, and it's 3-0 Biloxi. Up comes the righty, Brock Wolken. For Bovey, that is his 10th extra base hit of the year. He almost has as many extra base hits as strikeouts. 10 extra base hits, 14 strikeouts. Now a man on second with one away for Brock Woken. The pitch, slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Wilkin chops it towards third. Backhanded by Battles. Reds into foul territory. Fires across the diamond to first. It's a bit wide, but Seymour applies the tag on Wilkin as he runs on by. Tires him for the second out. It brings up the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Two out for runner on second. Shockers lead it 3-0 in the bottom of the third. The pitch. Slider is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 delivery. Martinez Jr. drives it in a left. Dyer over, and it drops in for a base hit and rolls to him. Dyer picks it up and fires it in. Bovee comes home. It's a two RBI day for Martinez Jr. He drives in his 18th of the year, and it's 4-0 Biloxi. The Shockers have blitzed the Biscuits in the first 12 innings of this series. They've outscored him 9-0, and it's a 4-0 lead here today. That one off Martinez Jr.'s bat at 101. Xavier Warren comes up from the left side. The pitch misses low with a changeup, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch chopped right to first. Seymour's there, taps the bag, and Warren gets about a step out of the box before he's retired. It ends the inning, but not before the Shockers pile on two more. Two runs, three hits, no errors. One runner left on base. It's 4-0 Biloxi after three. The end of the fourth. Blaylock back to the mound when we come back on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. Center Well. Senior Primary Care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Roberto Hernandez leads things off for Montgomery. We head to the fourth for the second straight day. It is all Biloxi, 4-0. Bradley Blaylock back to work. First pitch of the righty Hernandez is a fastball and a called strike one. Shockers have four runs on five hits with two errors. No runs on two hits and no errors for Montgomery. 0-1 pitch misses low. You can hear that smack off Yerzy's chest protector. He blocks it up. Count evens 1-1. The pitch. Tipped foul off the instep of Yerzy's right foot. Count goes to 1-2. Blaylock today has been terrific. 3 strikeouts. The only 2 hits he allowed were to start the game back-to-back. The 1-2 delivery misses up, and the count evens 2-2. Shuckers pitching this series has been terrific. Their hitting has been just as good. 2-2 pitch popped a mile high behind the plate. Somebody might get a souvenir. It's out of play. And nobody gets a souvenir. It's on top of us. And the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them online today at groundzerobiloxi.com. The 2-2 pitch tipped foul off Yerzy's mitt. The count stays at 2-2. Blaylock stares in on the first base side of the rubber. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Yerzy sets up away. Now the pitch misses low. The count goes full. Blaylock kicks and delivers. Chopped foul, third base side. Couple hops into the seats. Couple kids go after it. Their teacher picks it up, and now she has to play the game of which student gets it. She hasn't found anybody yet. About 5 kids raising their hands. The teacher has kept the baseball. 3-2 pitch. Lifted toward center. Martinez Jr. in, dives it past him, and it rolls into center. Acosta chases after it. Hernandez gets to second. Fires it back into the infield. Martinez Jr. went full extension. Missed it by about 6 inches. Jose Acosta, props to him in left. He charged all the way over to center and grabbed it. And Hernandez doubles to lead off the fourth. That's the 3rd hit of the day. First extra base hit of the day for Montgomery. It's also the first extra base hit of this series for the Biscuits. They were limited to just 2 hits yesterday between T.J. Shook and Shane Smith. It's 4-0 Shuckers in the top of the 4th. The pitch. Murray rolls it in right for a base hit. Dearden picks it up. Hernandez held up in case Ethan Murray grabbed it at 2nd. We're back into the infield. It's cut off by Warren. And now runners in the corners. Murray extends his hit streak to 4 straight. Brings up the left-handed hitting Nick Schnell. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Everything else in action in the Southern League. They're playing a doubleheader today between Tennessee and Chattanooga. Game 1 is through 3.5 innings, and the Smokies lead it 2-1. The pitch, Schnell takes off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. They're through 3 in Rocket City. M Braves lead it 3-1 over the Rocket City Trash Pandas. And in the bottom of the 3rd, Pensacola is up 1-0 on Birmingham. The 1-0 delivery. Schnell pops it foul, 3rd base side and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Curveball. Schnell waves and misses. Top of the zone. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Popped up. Foul territory. Third base side and out of play. Count at 1-2. It's 4-0 Biloxi. top of the fourth. The pitch misses up and into Schnell, and the count evens 2-2. He reached on an error back in the second inning. One of two errors made by the Shuckers today. It happened on back-to-back batters to start off the second. 2-2 pitch. Schnell chops it first base side. It rolls foul. Warren picks it up. Count stays at 2-2. There are a lot of different kids to choose from today to who to throw a ball to. Over 1,000 kids expected in attendance today from schools throughout the Gulf Coast. They're enjoying probably the best field trip you can ever have. 2-2 pitch. Way, but a miss. He chases a slider low. It's the fourth strikeout of the day from Blaylock. And it brings up the righty Ricardo Genovis. Also gives us a chance. Take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
First pitch to Ricardo Genovis is fouled off. Andy Yerzy behind the plate. Javik Blake back with you. It's 4-0 Shuckers over the Biscuits. Game two of a six-game set. Shuckers won 5-0 yesterday. They're in control today, up 4-0. Blaylock in his fourth inning of work delivers home. It misses away. And the count evens 1-1 on the righty Ricardo Genovis. Blaylock has been nothing short of terrific this year. A 1.50 ERA entering today. It's only dropped with three scoreless innings. The pitch lifted down the right field line and foul. Count goes to 1-2. Blaylock faced Montgomery in his Double-A debut back on the Saturday of the opening weekend series. A three-game set. Went five shutout innings. Struck out four and allowed just one hit and a 1-0 Shuckers win. The 1-2 pitch. Genovis tips it foul in and out of Yerzy's mitt. Count stays at 1-2. That was Blaylock's 56th pitch of the day. Shuckers' bullpen starts moving. 1-2 delivery. Curveball misses away. The count evens 2-2. Biloxi's bullpen starts moving. And it is Sam Gardner who starts getting warm. Blaylock comes set. Runners in the corners with one out. Now the pitch. Wave and a miss. That's a low splitter at 81. That's the fifth strikeout today from Blaylock. Brings up the righty, Jalen Battles. Two out, two on. It's a 4-0 Shuckers lead here in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch. Battles chops it up the middle. Zamora over from short, grabs it into short center, throws to first. The pick from Warren is not in time. It scores Hernandez, and it's 4-1. It's a single for Battles. He drives in his fourth run of the year. Zamora got to it right behind second. Tracked towards short center. Fired on the run. Warren made a great pick to at least keep it in front of him. And it's now a 4-1 game. It took 12 2/3 innings in this series, but Montgomery has finally scored a run. Righty Matthew Dyer comes up. Blaylock delivers. Dyer waves and misses at a splitter low. The count goes 0-1. Sam Gardner continues to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Blaylock fires home. Dyer takes low and inside. A slider at 80 miles an hour. And the count evens 1-1. Top of the order due up next. Drew Baker, Carson Williams, and Bob Seymour. Ball gets away from the Shuckers bullpen. Time is called. Drew Baker helps out, throws it into the Shuckers dugout. Carlos Rodriguez is on the top step. The 1-1 pitch. Dyer rolls it to third. Bovee snags it, goes to second. It's in time. And the Shuckers limp the damage just a run. One run, three hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're through three and a half, and it's 4-0 Biloxi. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to your Shuckers ballpark. Jay McBlake back alongside you. Biloxi leads it 4-0. They've scored four runs on five hits off Biscuit starter Cole Wilcox. And righty Ethan Murray faces off against him to start off the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch, Murray serves it towards center. Baker stands spat, makes the catch. Maybe the easiest out Baker will record all season. And one away for Andy Yerzy. That thing was hit at 90 miles an hour. It was hit about shoulder high, and it was right to him. Yerzy stands in. He's 0-1 today with a ground out to first. It's a 4-1 Shuckers lead. The pitch. Yerzy chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout. The count goes 2-1. If you're just joining us, the Shuckers got two in the first, two in the third. Montgomery just battled back with one in the top of the fourth. The pitch misses low. Changeup at 88. The count evens 1-1. The pitch. Yerzy takes away with a changeup at 85. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Slider is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Wilcox kicks and fires home. Yerzy takes inside, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch misses up and away for ball four. And the Shuckers draw their first walk of the day against Wilcox. Wilcox calls time. He needs to tie his right shoe. His white Nike cleat is all tied up, and we're back and ready to go. The left-handed hitting Justin Dearden stands in. It's 4-1 Biloxi in the fourth. The pitch. Dearden takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Dearden struck out back in the second inning. One of just two strikeouts today for Wilcox. And now Genovis out to the mound to talk to Wilcox. Genova's back behind the plate. Wilcox comes set. The one-er delivery. Dearden takes a slider for a called strike on the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Shockers offense these last two games has really caught fire. They caught fire last week against the Tennessee Smokies, and it's transitioned in a big way back home. The 1-1 pitch. Dearden hits it down the first baseline. Foul. 99 off the bat. The count goes to 1-2. The Shockers at the plate have scored at least 5 runs in 4 of their last 5 games. They're 1 away from making it 5 out of their last 6. It's an offense that against the Tennessee Smokies staff had a lot of runs. The 1-2 delivery misses inside, and the count evens 2-2. You look at the game log from last week. Shockers scored 6 runs twice and 5 runs twice. The 2-2 delivery. Dearden takes away, and the count goes full. Right now, the Shockers offense executing a little bit of patience. Back half, second time through the order for Wilcox. Here's he draws a walk, and now Justin Dearden at a 3-2 count. The pitch. He swings and pops it up. Foul territory, third base side. Genovis takes off after it. And it lands onto the concourse. Takes a hop into the Cloud 7 skybox level on the third base side. Count stays full. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The payoff pitch. He takes inside, ball 4. It's back-to-back one-out walks, and up comes the switch hitter, Jose Acosta. Acosta digs in, very back of the left-handed box. Runners in first and second with just one out. It's 4-1 Biloxi. The corners come in for Montgomery. Shockers have an opportunity to blow this thing wide open. Wilcox fires. Acosta takes up and in, but it's just called strike 1. It bites the inside corner. Acosta singled up the middle last inning. Came around to score on the RBI double for Mike Bovey. The 0-1 pitch. Acosta takes away, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Acosta takes strike 2, outside corner, fastball at 92. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. He checks his swing. Third base umpire position up the middle. Tom O'Neill says he goes around. It's the second out of the inning. Slider gets Acosta. And up comes the right-handed hitting Freddy Zamora. 2 on, 2 out. It's 4-1 Biloxi. Zamora is already up for the third time today. And it's just the third inning. Check that. It's just the fourth inning. Cole Wilcox comes set. The pitch misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Zamora is 0-2. Strike out on a changeup back in the third. Lined out to center in the first. The 1-0 delivery. Takes a strike on the inside corner. Slider at 86. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch takes away. Another slider at 86. And the count goes to 2-1. Ready. Wilcox delivers. Chops foul at the plate. The count evens 2-2. Andy Yerzy's at second. Justin Deering is at first. You can hear the wind whipping in from right. It's been as high as 10 to 12 miles an hour today. Because of that, right fielder Nick Schnell is in. Left fielder Matt Dyer is out. The pitch misses away. Slider at 86. The count goes full. The way the wind works at Shuckers Ballpark, it blows in from right, will hit the press box level, and shoot straight out to left. Full count with two outs. Yerzy at second, Dearden at first. They'll both be off with the pitch. The payoff pitch, both runners go. Zamora takes inside, and they are loaded up for Mike Bovee. Yerzy to third, Dearden to second, Zamora to first. And up comes Mike Bovee with a chance to blow the doors off this thing. Bovee's now with a multi-hit day. And out comes pitching coach Steve Merriman. Nobody is up in the bullpen for Montgomery. The last pitch was Wilcox's 64th of the day. Of the 64 pitches, he's thrown 40 strikes and 24 out of the zone. 12 of those have come on the three walks this inning. Merriman heads back to the dugout, and up comes Mike Bovee. He has a single and a double today. Bases loaded, two away. And he digs in from the left side. Wilcox comes set. Now the pitch. Bovee swings and chops it to second. Murray has it, fires to first. It's in time, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and the Shuckers strand them loaded. It's 4-1 Biloxi after four. Bradley Blaylock back to the hill. When we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and Downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus. 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
We head to the fifth inning on a Wednesday afternoon. David Blake back alongside you. Shuckers lead it by a 4-1 score. And Bradley Blaylock is back to the hill, and he fires home to the righty Drew Baker. Chopped to third. Bovee gets it chest high, takes a step, fires across the diamond. One pitch, one out. And up comes the righty Carson Williams.
Shortstop, number 7, Carson Williams.
Shuckers have a 4-1 lead, four runs on five hits with two errors. Biloxi had two in the first and then two in the third. Montgomery got their first run of the series in the top of last inning. The pitch misses away to the righty Williams, and the count goes to 1-0. Williams entering this year was the all-world prospect on this Biscuits team. Still is regarded as the top prospect on this Biscuits team. The pitch, he ropes it in the left by Zamora's dive at short. And it's a single. It's a multi-hit day for Williams. It's the sixth hit of the afternoon for Montgomery. Brings up the left-handed hitting Bob Seymour. By the way, it's time to say hello to a few folks on the Text the Booth line. A big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida. Tommy and Karen are tuning in from Sparta, Tennessee. Big hello to Gayella. And a big hello to Gabby, who's tuning in from Zebulon, North Carolina. Bob Seymour stands in from the left side. One out, one on. Top of the fifth inning. The pitch. Seymour pops it foul. Third base side and out of play. Count goes 0-1. Also a big hello to Kane, who's tuning in from Wayne County today. And a big hello to our listeners who are tuning in the office in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Perfect way to spend the workday. 0-1 the count to Seymour. The pitch. He chops it to first by Warren and down the right field line. Dearden picks it up. Williams goes to third. The throw comes back in towards the infield. That was off the bat at 108 miles an hour. Warren tried to block it up almost. Snuck under his glove. So now runners in the corners with one away for the righty Heriberto Hernandez.
Now batting designated hitter, Heriberto Hernandez.
Hernandez, the tying run right now. The pitch, lifted out to right, Dearden back on it. The wind pulls it in. He comes in on it, makes the catch. Williams tags from third. Dearden throws home. The throw on two hops to Yerzy is not in time. It's a sacrifice fly from Heriberto Hernandez. And it's a 4-2 lead now for Biloxi. It's 4-2 Shockers in the top of the fifth inning. Two outs and a runner on first. That's Hernandez's team-winning 18th RBI of the year. And the right-handed hitting Tanner Murray now steps in. By the way, on today's Education Day, we also want to say hello to Miss Garcia's first grade class in Orange County, North Carolina. They've joined us for both Education Days. Their teacher knows the correct way to spend a morning with baseball line. The pitch, fouled back, and the count goes 0-1. Lots of schools in attendance today from around the area. Gulfport, Ocean Springs, Poplarville, and Loosedale, Mississippi, all sending some kiddos out to the ballpark for the best field trip imaginable. The pitch. Lifted out to left. Acosta comes in on it. Makes the running grab. That thing was a seeking missile. 98 off the bat. It didn't go down. It didn't go up on a beeline to Acosta's mitt. And it ends the inning. One run. Two hits. No errors. One runner left on base. We're halfway through in Biloxi. It's 4-2 Shockers on the Biloxi Shockers radio network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
we move to the bottom of the fifth inning. The righty Cole Wilcox out to author the fifth inning, his fifth inning of the day. Pitch to the righty Brock Wilkin is a called strike one on the inside corner. Javik Blake along with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Checkers started this game at 11.05 a.m., final morning game of the season. The 0-1 pitch, Wilkin from the right side takes strike two, fastball at 93, and the count goes 0-2. It's their annual education day, over 1,000 kids in attendance. The 0-2 pitch, Wilkin takes low, and the count goes to 1-2. Shockers got out to an early 4-0 lead. Biscuits have scored a run in back-to-back innings to make it 4-2. One in the fourth, one in the fifth. Righty Wilkin is up for the third time. The pitch, he drives it down the right field line. Schnell is over, and it drops in for a base hit. He bare-hands it off a hop, quickly fires it in towards second. Brock Wilkin is now 3-for-6 in two games since coming off the injured list. Nobody out, one on, and the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. steps in. Martinez Jr. has a multi-RBI day. Drove in a run, an RBI ground out in the first, and then singled home Mike Bovey in the third. Wilcox fires. It misses inside. Martinez Jr. backs out of the way. The count goes to 1-0. Martinez Jr. up to 18 runs driven in this year, more than anybody else in this Shockers lineup. The 1-0 pitch. He takes off the inside corner again, and the count goes to 2-0. Short leadoff first for Wilkins. Seymour holds him on. Now Wilkin gets another step. Wilcox fires. Martinez Jr. takes inside. The count goes to 3-0. Wilcox has topped out at 90 pitches in a start this year. But the interesting thing is, yes, he's thrown 90 in one start, but the other four, he has not gone past 71 pitches. The 3-0 pitch. Martinez Jr. taps it foul. Off Genovis behind the plate. The count goes to 3-1. The Wilcox does have the ability to get some length. His start last time out was washed out after two innings. The 3-1 pitch. He swings and hammers it out to right center. Baker's back on it, and it one hops the wall into Schooner's splash zone, and it's a ground rule double for Ernesto Martinez Jr. It's another multi-hit performance, and runners are at second and third with nobody out. He clobbered that thing. 1-12 off his bat. Xavier Warren comes up with two runners in scoring position. That's the first ball we've seen hit into the splash zone this year. Martinez Jr. has hit one towards it. That one bounced into it. He hit a homer 447 feet that sailed about 100 feet beyond it. Back in the Shockers' last homestand. Corners in. It's 4-2. The pitch. Wave and a tip foul off Genovis. And the count goes 0-1. Ernesto Martinez Jr. continues to dominate. He now has four hits this series. Warren at the back of the left-handed box. The pitch, chopped foul, into the seats. First base side. The count goes 0-2. Warren is 0-for-2 today. Popped out to short and grounded out to first. He's one of just two players in this Shockers lineup who has not reached base today. The 0-2 pitch. He swings and hammers it down the right field line. It curls foul into the seats. Count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Battle's no longer in at third. It's just Seymour at first. The pitch popped up. The back of the infield, out towards left center. Williams, the shortstop, races out. Dyer in, makes the catch. And retires Warren for the out. One out, runners at second and third, and up comes Ethan Murray from the right side. It's 4-2 Biloxi over Montgomery. Shuckers, a chance to get a couple of insurance runs right here. The pitch. Murray takes strike one on the outside corner. The count goes 2-1. Murray's 0-2 today. A fly out to center and a ground out to short. The 0-1 pitch. He takes off the inside corner and the count evens 1-1. The righty Antonio Menendez starts to get warm in the bullpen. The 1-1 pitch. Murray takes a slider off the inside corner and the count goes to 2-1. One group of kids has started up a Let's Go Ethan chant here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 2-1 pitch. He takes away and the count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, and one away. Left-handed hitting Andy Yerzy stands on deck. Wilcox has walked three today. All of them came last inning. The pitch. Murray fouls it off the instep of his front foot. The count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Wilcox comes set. Now the pitch. Murray chops it foul, third base side, and we'll do it again. Biloxi today is 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position. We're 2-for-11 last night. The hit here would give the Shuckers at least one. They lead it 4-2 with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Wilcox fires. Murray checks his swing on a slider. An home plate umpire, Sean Cassidy, rules that he goes around. Two outs, and the lefty Andy Yerzy steps in. Two out, two on. It's 4-2 Shuckers in the bottom of the fifth inning. Yerzy 0-for-1 today with a walk and a ground out. Wilcox kicks and fires. Yerzy serves it on one hop to second. Murray grabs it, backhands it, fires to first. And it retires Yerzy for the final out. Shuckers get runners on second and third with nobody on but Cole Wilcox. Shuts down the Shuckers. No runs, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. After five, it's 4-2 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, they're
there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
David Blake back with you. The end of the sixth inning, and Bradley Blaylock is back to the mound. Looking to go through six innings for the third time in a start this year. Faces the lefty Nick Schnell. And the first pitch comes home. Schnell takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers lead it 4-2 over the Biscuits. Second game of a six-game set. The Shuckers' second and final morning game of the year. The 1-0 delivery. Schnell clobbers it in a right, down for a base hit. Rolls to Dearden, who fires it in. That was off his bat at 103 miles an hour. That's the eighth hit today allowed by Blaylock, a new season high. He's done a great job working around the base runners. He's allowed just two runs, despite eight hits and two errors. Randy Ricardo Genovis comes up. He's the tying run. It's 4-2 Shuckers in the top of the sixth. The pitch. Genovis hits a high fly ball out to left center. Acosta's back on it at the warning track. Looks up and we are tied. Genovis hits his second homer of the year, and the Biscuits have scored four unanswered. It's now 4-4. Genovis touches home. That ball off his bat at 105 miles an hour. Goes 375 feet. Sam Gardner continues to warm in the Shuckers' bullpen. Ready, Jalen Battles comes up. It's a brand-new ballgame. Blaylock delivers home. Battles swings and pops it up. Out toward short right center. Murray calls everybody off at second. Loses his cap, makes his catch as he charges over towards the line. Retires Battles for the first out. The home run by Blaylock, his first home run allowed this year at Shuckers Ballpark, just his second homer allowed all season. One out, nobody on, tied at four in the top of the sixth inning. Righty Matthew Dyer steps in. Blaylock fires. Dyer takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery, curveball, called a strike, and the count evens 1-1. Dyer grounded out into a fielder's choice back in the fourth inning. 0-2 today. The 1-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Buries a slider on the inside corner at 84. The count goes to 1-2. Blaylock, first base side of the rubber from the windup. Here's he sets up away. Blaylock kicks and deals home. Wave and a miss. Another slider back on the inside corner. That one at 82. He strikes out his sixth of the day. And it brings up the top of the order in the righty, Drew Baker. Baker is 1-for-3 today. Up against Blaylock for the fourth time. Two out, nobody on. It's a 4-4 game. The pitch. Baker takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The Shuckers, the only game in action right now. The 1-0 delivery. Baker rolls it up the middle into center for a base hit. It's the third hit of the inning, and the go-ahead run now on. For the righty, Carson Williams, And manager Joe Arol, the top step of the dugout, is out to the mound. Blaylock State is done after 5 2/3 innings. The righty Sam Gardner in to face the righty Carson Williams. When we come back, it's a brand new game, 4-4, Shockers and Biscuits on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Welcome back to Shockers Ballpark in Biloxi. The righty Bradley Blaylock done for the day. Here comes the right-handed throwing Sam Gardner. Two out, one on in a 4-4 game in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch, Carson Williams chops it foul, third base side. And the count goes 0-1. Gardner makes his 10th appearance of the year. He has a 5.68 ERA in 12 2/3 innings, 5 walks, and 22 strikeouts. Last time out was on Saturday against Tennessee. Gave up 2 runs in 2 innings. Gardner delivers. Williams takes up. And the count evens 1-1. Drew Baker is at first. It's an inherited runner for Gardner. Blaylock done after 5 2/3 innings. Gives up a career-high 10 hits. But strikes out 6. Check back to first. Baker back in time. By the way, to finish out the Owha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update, 6:35 tonight, Eastern Time, 5:35 Central, Nashville Sounds, Durham Bulls, 5:35, Carolina Mudcats and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Then at 6:30, it's the Timber Rattlers. The pitch to Williams is popped foul behind home plate and out of play. Count of 1-2. At 6:30, it is the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and the Quad Cities River Bandits. And the Brewers get underway in just about 30 minutes against the Kansas City Royals to finish out a 3-game set from Kauffman Stadium. 1-2 the count with 2 outs. Gardner trying to work out of the inning. The pitch misses low. Yerzy blocks it up. The count evens 2-2. Baker off first. We're nine at 4 in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch. Williams takes up and in. The count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Baker takes his lead off first. He'll be off with the pitch. You know, Williams calls time. Takes a moment outside the box. Shuckers led this game 4-0 after 3 innings. Biscuits have scored 4 runs in the last 3 innings, 1 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, and 2 here in the 6th. Check back to first. Baker's back in time. Gardner stands in at 6'1", 220 pounds. Comes set on the first base side of the rubber. Now delivers. Runner goes. Williams lines it to left. Acosta over towards the line. On the run, he makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Two runs, three hits, no errors, and the go-ahead run is stranded for the Biscuits. We're through five and a half, and we're tied at four. Galaxy Shuckers Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We move to the bottom of the sixth inning, and a new arm is in the game for the Montgomery Biscuits. It's the righty Antonio Menendez who relieves the righty Cole Wilcox. It's a 4-4 game. Menendez faces the lefty Justin Dearden in the eighth spot. His first pitch is a slider away, and the count goes to 1-0. Menendez in for the righty Wilcox, who gives up four runs, three of them earned, and seven hits over five innings. The 1-0 pitch. Dearden takes a strike. Count evens 1-1. Menendez, a sidewinding righty, makes his 10th appearance of the year. Has a 5.73 ERA in 11 innings. The pitch, Dearden rolls it to short. Williams grabs it on a hop, fires to first. It's in time. Dearden's retired for the second time today. It brings up the switch hitter, Jose Acosta. Menendez has also allowed two homers, hit two, walk six, and struck out 14. Opponents hitting 273 against him. Acosta's in from the left side. He's one for two today. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Menendez, former teammate with Brock Wilkin and Shane Smith at Wake Forest. The pitch, Acosta waves and misses. Helmet almost pops off. The count evens 1-1. Menendez selected in the 14th round of the 2021 draft out of Wake Forest. The 1-1 pitch. Acosta takes a strike on the outside corner. That was a slider. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Acosta serves it out towards short left. Dyer over, and he makes the catch in left center. Two away. Brings up the right hand hitting Freddie Zamora. Zamora steps in. He's 0-for-2 today with a walk. We're tied at four in the sixth inning. Two outs, nobody on. Menendez comes set, now fires home. Fastball, and it's a called strike one. Genovis sends up away. Now the pitch is another slider that misses away, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Misses away again, and the count goes to 2-1. Zamora drew a walk back in the fourth inning, one of three walks drawn by the Shuckers today. helped load up the bases before Cole Wilcox was able to work out of the inning without surrendering a run. The pitch, another slider, called a strike. Count evens 2-2. We're tied at 4. It's a 2-2 count with two out. Nobody on to the righty Zamora. Battle of two former ACC guys. Zamora at Miami. Menendez at Wake Forest. The pitch is rolled to third. Battles gets it on the run. Takes the hop. Fires across the diamond. And it's a 1-2-3 inning from Antonio Menendez.
All right, man.
No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. The end of the seventh. And it's 4-4 on the Biloxi Checkers Radio.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Seymour leads it off for the Biscuits. We end to the top of the seventh inning. Knotted at 4. Righty Sam Gardner back to work. His first pitch of the inning is a curveball and a called strike 1. Gardner came in relief for Bradley Blaylock. Stranded an inherited runner. Finish out the sixth inning. The 0-1 pitch. Seymour takes up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Blaylock's final line goes 5 2/3 innings, gives up a career-high 10 hits, just gives up 4 runs, no walks, and sets a season high with 6 strikeouts. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Blaylock did a terrific job stranding runners. The 2-1 delivery. Seymour pops it foul, third base side, and out of play. Count evens 2-2. Biscuits have stranded 7 today. Blaylock stranded 6 base runners himself. Counts 2 balls and 2 strikes to the lefty Seymour. He's 1-for-3 today. The pitch. Clubbed out to right. Dearden's over, and it drops in for a single. It's a multi-hit day for Seymour, and it brings up the righty Heriberto Hernandez. Second straight inning, the leadoff man is reached for Montgomery. And Heriberto Hernandez steps in. Gardner delivers. Hernandez waves and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 84. Count goes to 0-1. Hernandez, a right-handed bat against the righty Gardner. Hernandez, 1-for-2 today with a double and a sac fly. The 0-1 pitch, curveball, lifted out to left. Acosta comes in on it, now hops back on it towards the warning track. And he sticks up his mitt and makes the grab. Tires Hernandez for the first down. Brings up the right-handed hitting Tanner Murray. One out, one on, tied at 4 in the 7th. Checkers today, morning game against the Biscuits. It's the first time they've played before noon against the Biscuits in almost 5 whole years to the day. Last time they played a morning game against the Biscuits was May 8th, 2019 at Shunker's Ballpark. The pitch. check swing and a fastball and a called strike one. 5 years ago on this day, 2019, May 8th, last time these two teams met in a morning game in Biloxi. A guy by the name of Devin Williams got the win for the Shuckers that day. The 0-1 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Struck out six over three scoreless innings, and a 4-2 Shuckers win. Devin Williams turned out pretty well for the Milwaukee Brewers. Currently on the injured list right now, but has had multiple incredible seasons. The 1-1 pitch, curveball low, and the count goes to 2-1. Has been awarded the National League Reliever of the Year twice, has been a two-time All-Star, and was Rookie of the Year in the National League. The 2-1 pitch, popped foul, first base side and out of play, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Gardner comes set. Now delivers. Murray lifts it towards right center. Deer in the right fielder drifts over. And he makes the catch. Two away. Brings up the left-handed hitting Nick Schnell. By the way, we want to say hello on the text of the booth line to Russell Smith's grandparents who are tuning in today from San Antonio. And Stephanie Peterson in Piedmont, Oklahoma, wishing a happy Teachers Appreciation Week to all her fellow teachers that are in the stands today for Education Day. The pitch, Schnell, the lefty, fouls it back off Yerzy. The count goes down 1-1. We're tied at 4, the top of the 7th inning. Second game of a 6-game set between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Biloxi won the opener yesterday 5-0. Today, a little more offense. 8 combined runs, 18 combined hits. The 0-1 delivery. Schnell takes just off the inside corner. A fastball at 93. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is rolled weakly towards third and foul. Almost hits the third base bag, but barely rolls foul. Counts at 1-2.
We back just a quick reminder, all Biogreen elementary students and parents, please report back to the section before 1 o'clock. That is 8 minutes from now.
One and two, the count with two outs. The pitch. Schnell takes up and in, and the count evens 2-2. Sam Carlson continues to warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Now the pitch. Schnell lifts it out to left. Acosta trots back on it towards the warning track. One step shy of the warning track. He sticks up his mitt, makes the catch, finishes out the inning.
It's time to check in with Captain Pearl.
No runs, one in, no errors. One runner left on base. It's time to stretch in Biloxi. We're tied at 4 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers.
Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Bottom of the seventh inning in a tie game. Shuckers and Biscuits are knotted at four. The righty Antonio Menendez is back to work, and he faces the lefty Mike Bovee. The first pitch, he swings and slices it foul. Third base side and out of play. Count goes 0-1. Bovee has had a terrific day at the plate. He's 2-for-3 with a single, double, and an RBI. The 0-1 pitch. Takes low, and the count evens 1-1. Today is Bovee's 57th career professional game. Not just in Double-A, in all of minor league baseball, since he got drafted last July out of the University of Nebraska, Omaha. That double in the third inning was his 10th double in Double-A. 10th extra base hit in Double-A. Ridiculous start to the pro career. The 1-1 pitch. Bovee chops it right side of the infield. Couple hops to Murray, grabs it on the run, slings it to first, and it's in time. Retires Bovee for the second time today, and with one out, it brings up the right-handed hitting Brock Lopez. Wilkin is 2-for-3 today. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh. Shuckers and Biscuits are tied at four. Menendez fires. Wilkin takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. It's a battle of two former college teammates, Menendez and Brock Wilkin, both attended Wake Forest at the same time. The 1-0 delivery. He swings and drives it out to right. It tails towards the foul line. Bob Seymour, his former Wake Forest teammate, towards the Shuckers bullpen, makes the catch. There's a whole lot of Demon Deacons involved in that play. Two away, and the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. steps up. Martinez Jr. is 2-for-3 today. Back-to-back multi-hit performances in this series. Two hits yesterday, two of them today. Hit a ground rule double into the splash pad in right center back in the fifth. Off his bat at 112 miles an hour. Menendez delivers. He misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Martinez Jr., not only two hits today, but he also has two runs driven in. Up to 18 on the year. The 1-0 pitch. Slider is a called strike on the outside corner. The count evens 1-1. The righty Menendez stares in. Now comes set. The 1-1 pitch. Slider misses low. The count goes to 2-1. Sam Carlson continues to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. The 2-1 delivery. He swings and rolls it up the middle into center for a base hit. It's a three-hit day for Ernesto Martinez Jr., and the Shuckers get a man on with two outs. Up comes Xavier Warren. Martinez Jr. now has five hits in this series. He's 5-for-7. And he's on first with two away for the switch hitter Xavier Warren. And at the back of the left-handed box, the pitch. He takes away and the count goes to 1-0. Want to know the count. Menendez kicks and delivers. Warren takes a slider on the outside corner. Called strike one. We're knotted at four in the bottom of the seventh inning. late stages of an Education Day game. Final morning game of the year for Biloxi. The 1-1 pitch. Warren chops it foul, first base side. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Warren rolls it to first and right to Seymour. For the second time today, he hits one hard and right to Seymour. Taps first, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We head to the eighth. In comes Sam Carlson. We're tied at four. Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy. Just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus. 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Shuckers go from one Sam to another in the bullpen. They go from Sam Gardner to the righty Sam Carlson. We're into the eighth inning. It's a 4-4 game between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. And the righty Carlson faces the righty Ricardo Genovis in the seventh spot in the Biscuits' order. First pitch of the inning. Is a fastball and a called strike one. Sam Gardner done after an inning and a third. Does not allow a run. Gives up one hit, no walks, no strikeouts, and throws 23 pitches. The righty Carlson kicks and delivers. Fastball misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Carlson has been terrific this year. 10 appearances, 10 innings, no runs allowed. 3 walks and 8 strikeouts. The 1-1 delivery, lifted down the left field line. It drops in fair, and it rolls towards the alley. Genovis rounds first, puts on the brakes. Acosta throws it in on one hop to second. And the leadoff man gets on for the third straight inning for Montgomery. And it brings up the righty, Jalen Battles. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising, WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
We're tied at four in the top of the eighth inning. One on, nobody out. Carlson delivers to Jalen Battles, and it's a called strike one. It's a righty-righty matchup. Late stages of an Education Day game. We got underway at 11:07 a.m. Central Time. Shuckers got out to a 4-0 lead. Biscuits have scored 4 unanswered to tie it up. The 0-1 pitch. Battles, waves, and misses. Fastball up and in at 95. The count goes to 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. The pitch. Slider misses away. The count goes to 1-2. This game has seen a lot of offense. 8 combined runs, 20 combined hits, 12 for the Biscuits, 8 for the Shockers. Carlson delivers. Battle hits it off the top part of the dirt. The throw to first is not in time. Warren drops it. That took a weird hop. It hit right out in front of home plate and went straight up. Genovis to second. Battles reaches on an E1. It's Biloxi's third error of the day. And now runners are on first and second with nobody out for 9-1 and 2 in the order. We're tied at 4 in the top of the 8th inning. Shockers have not scored since the 3rd. It's been 4 unanswered to tie it up for Montgomery. Corners in, Bovee at 3rd, Warren at 1st. The pitch to Matthew Diary shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a called strike 1 at 95 on the outside corner. 3 errors today for the Shockers, their season high. Team that entering today and made just 15 errors all season, the least out of any team in the Southern League. Dyer has struck out twice today. The 0-1 delivery. He shows bunt, pulls back, and just misses low. Did not miss by much. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, he shows bunt, punts it foul ball out of play up towards the press box, and the count goes to 1-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167. 1-2 two strikes, nobody out. A strikeout here would be massive for Carlson. Time's called. Ball gets away from the bullpen for Montgomery. It's the lefty, Keyshawn Askew, who's warming up. The pitch, fastball, just misses away. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Ricardo Genovis is at second. Jalen Battles is at first. We're tied at 4. The pitch. Check swing, top of the zone. First base umpire. Chad Westlake says he does not go, and the count goes 4. The 3-2 pitch to Dyer comes home. Lifted down the right field line. It is fair, and it rolls towards the Shockers bullpen. Genovis rounds third and comes home. Battle stops at third. It's an RBI double for Matthew Dyer, and it's a 5-4 Biscuits lead. It's Dyer's 5th RBI of the year, and each of the first 3 have reached in the 8th inning. Up comes Drew Baker at the top of the order. That's the first run allowed this year by Sam Carlson. Took until May 8th, almost a month plus after opening day. Drew Baker steps in. He's 2-for-4. The Shockers have the infield in. Carlson delivers. Slider called strike 1 at the top of the zone at 82. Justin King has started to warm in the Shockers bullpen. Five runs on 13 hits today for Montgomery. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball called strike 2 on the outside corner. It's one at 97. Count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Just Shuckers will need at least one over the next two innings to keep this game going. Sam Carlson right now trying to get just one out. The first down. The 0-2 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. The Shuckers this series have scored 9 runs. Problem is, though, especially today, they have not scored a run off the Biscuits bullpen yet. The 1-2 pitch misses away, and the count evens 2-2. We need some comeback magic in the late innings. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Infield still in for Biloxi. It's 5-4 Montgomery. The pitch. Fastball away, and the count goes full. That was the 18th pitch of the inning already for Carlson. He has yet to record an out. The pitch. Chopped to short. Zamora gets it. Spins, fires to first. It's in time. Battle stays put at third. It's a good job by Zamora to stare it back. Now one away for the righty Carson Williams. The infield for Biloxi still in. Williams is 2-for-4 today. It's 5-4 Montgomery. One out. Runners on second and third in the eighth. The pitch. He swings and tips it foul into Yerzy's mitt. The count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball misses away. The count evens 1-1. Carlson delivers. Williams waves and misses at a slider in 84. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Carlson stares in for the sign. Now comes set. He kicks and deals. Slider misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Justin King continues to warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Carlson is about to throw his 24th pitch of the inning. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball tipped foul in and out of Yerzy's mitt. And he gets Williams on the back foot as well. That took a couple of weird hops back there. I think he got both Yerzy and Williams. Counter, two balls and two strikes. 5-4 Biscuits in the top of the eighth inning. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Infield still in for Biloxi. Carlson delivers home. Fastball chops foul third base side right to manager Kevin Bowles in the third base coaching box. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Righty Carlson fires home. Williams breaks his bat, bloops it towards center, and at one hops Martinez Jr. He picks it up. Dyer gets the stop sign at third. The throw comes into the pitcher's mound. Warren cuts it off. It's an RBI single for Carson Williams. He is a three-hit day, and it's 6-4 Montgomery. Shuckers manager Joe Arold out to the mound. The Shuckers make the call to the bullpen. Justin King set to come in. Carlson goes just a third of an inning. And the left-handed arm comes in. It's 6-4 Montgomery. Runners at the corners with one out on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The left-handed arm, Justin King, enters for Biloxi. Shuckers trail at 6-4. Two runs already in the inning for Montgomery. One out, runners at first and third. And the lefty, Bob Seymour, steps in. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. King fires. Seymour takes low and away. The count goes to 1-0. Sam Carlson, done after a third of an inning, gives up three hits, so far has allowed two runs, and throws 26 pitches. King makes his eighth appearance of the year. He fires home. Williams off the second pitch, misses away. There is no throw. Williams picks up the stolen base. That's his eighth stolen base of the season. Count at 2-0. Shuckers infield now comes in. Biscuits have taken their first lead of the day in this inning. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 3-0. King makes his eighth appearance. He has allowed six runs in 6 2/3 innings. One walk, 11 strikeouts. And opponents are hitting .310 against him. The 3-0 pitch. Seymour waves and misses. Powers a fastball by him. This one at 95. And the count runs to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. Seymour slices it foul above the Biscuits dugout on the third base side. And the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one out. King comes set. Now the pitch. Seymour tips it foul back to the screen. It stays alive. King stands in at 6'1", 215 pounds. The Lloydminster, Alberta native. One of two Canadians on the roster. It's an all-Canadian battery right now. The Alberta native in King. And the Ontario native behind the plate named Andy Yerzy. The 3-2 pitch. Seymour takes low, and they are loaded up for Roberto Hernandez. It's 6-4 Biscuits. They have scored six unanswered after the Shuckers took an early 4-0 lead. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game has gone final. Chattanooga win 6-2 against the Tennessee Smokies. They're playing a doubleheader today. Game two gets underway in just a couple of moments from Chattanooga. The pitch to the righty Hernandez is fouled straight back, and the count goes 0-1. Elsewhere, bottom of the seventh inning, Rocket City leads the Embraves by a 4-3 score. In the bottom of the eighth, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos lead it 4-1 over the Birmingham Barons. 0-1 the count to Hernandez. He's 1-for-3 today with a run driven in. The pitch. Slider is a called strike, and the count goes 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Hernandez takes up, and the count goes to 1-2. That was the 10th pitch of the inning from King. Shuckers pitching staff has thrown 36 pitches. They've only recorded one out in the 8th inning. King delivers. Hernandez rolls it foul third base side. Count stays at 1-2. Keyshawn Askew continues to get warm in the Biscuits bullpen. The 1-2 pitch. Hernandez takes low and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Hernandez takes inside, and it's a full count. Three balls, two strikes, one away. King comes set, bases loaded with one out. Now the 3-2 pitch. Foul back, and we'll do it again. Wind continues to blow straight in from right. Bases loaded, one away, and a 6-4 Biscuits lead in the eighth. The pitch, Hernandez takes away, and that walks in a run. Second RBI of the day for Hernandez, his 19th of the season. Dyer comes home. Williams to third. Seymour to second. Hernandez to first. And it's a 7-4 Biscuits lead. They have scored seven unanswered runs after the Shuckers took a 4-0 lead. And Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz walks out the mound to talk to King. The Shuckers bullpen now starts moving. Caleb Bowman grabs a glove. Keyshawn Askew is warming up for the better part of a half hour. It's been a lengthy inning. Three runs on three hits, two walks, and an error. Six of the first seven have reached in the inning for Montgomery. Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz walks back to the Shuckers dugout. Up comes the righty Tanner Murray. Heriberto Hernandez is at first. Bob Seymour is at second. Carson Williams is at third. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. A 7-4 lead for Montgomery. Three runs here in the eighth inning. King delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. It's fun to catch up with Justin King yesterday during yesterday's pregame interview. really wild story out of high school, was only a position player, never thought about pitching. The 2-0 delivery, wave and a miss with a fastball, and the count goes to 2-1. But before his final year of college at Louisiana Monroe, him and his coach chatted, and he wanted to turn into a pitcher. He said he couldn't hit high velocity anymore, so he decided to be the one who throws high velocity. Now is on the mound in Double-A, throwing 95-plus. The 2-1 delivery, traveled back, and the count evens 2-2. He is the second player in Shuckers franchise history the last 2 years who has done that in college. The other is James Meeker, who was promoted to Triple-A Nashville back in late April. Meeker started his career at the University of Akron. They no longer have a baseball program. Meeker started as their starting third baseman and then moved to the mound. The 2-2 pitch lifted out towards left center. Acosta back on it at the warning track. Looks up. It sneaks over the wall. It's a grand slam for Tanner Murray. It's a 7-run inning, and it's 11 for Montgomery. Murray crosses home. That was a line drive off his bat at 103 miles an hour. Goes 364 feet. And the Biscuits have blown this game wide open. Left-handed hitting Nick Schnell steps in. The pitch. Schnell takes a slider off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. 7 runs allowed in an inning, the most in any inning this year for Biloxi. The 1-0 delivery. Schnell takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Not quite the season high for runs in an inning for Montgomery. They scored 8 in the fourth inning back at the Tennessee Smokies in mid-April. The 2-0 delivery. Schnell takes low and inside, and the count runs to 3-0. By the way, that grand slam finalizes the line for Sam Carlson. Gives up 4 runs, 3 of them earned. 3 hits and a third of an inning. The 3-0 delivery. Schnell takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count runs to 3-1. It's an 11-4 Biscuits lead. They have scored 11 unanswered runs. King delivers. Schnell takes up and away, and it's ball 4. Ricardo Genova is set to come up as the 10th batter of the inning. And Checkers manager Joe Arald is out. Luxie is set to go to their third pitcher of the inning. Caleb Bowman comes in. Justin King departs. Man on first, one away. It's an 11-4 lead for Montgomery. We're back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their home Town service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Caleb Bowman is on as the third pitcher of the inning for Biloxi, and it is all Montgomery. The pitch home misses up and in, and it hits Ricardo Genovis on the shoulder. And we're back to action. That was the 10th batter of the inning. Genovis started the inning with a single to left. It is a 7-run inning for Montgomery. They lead it 11-4. They've scored 11 unanswered runs today. Righty Jalen Battles comes up. Bowman kicks and delivers. Battles takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Bowman is in for the lefty Justin King. He inherits Nick Schnell, who's at second right now. King does not record an out, gives up one hit, three walks, and no strikeouts. The 1-0 delivery. Battles checks his swing on a slider, and he goes around. Count evens 1-1. The pitch, slider, popped foul to the back of the screen. The count goes to 1-2. Eleven runs on 15 hits for Montgomery today. 1-2 the count with one out. Bowman delivers. Battles, pops it up. Behind first, Xavier Warren, the first baseman, in a foul territory. He makes the catch. Retires Battle for the second out. Up comes the right-handed hitting Matthew Dyer. Seven runs in the inning for Montgomery. It's an 11-4 lead. Dyer had an RBI double as the third batter of the inning. The pitch to him, hammered foul down the left field line. The count goes to 1-1. In the inning, it's been four hits, one error, and three walks, and a hit batter. Biscuits have scored 11 unanswered. Lead it 11-4. Bowman delivers. Dyer chops it foul. The count goes 2-2. By the way, Bowman makes his ninth appearance of the year. He's been terrific this season. One earned run allowed in 12 innings. That's a .75 ERA. Four walks and 11 strikeouts. He's one strike away from finishing out this inning. Comes set with an 0-2 count. Now comes home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. The pitch, lifted down the right field line. It curls foul. One hop into the seats, and the count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two out. Bowman comes set, now delivers. Dyer takes up, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Lifted out to left. Acosta back on it towards the line. He reaches up, and he makes the catch to end the inning. In the inning, seven runs, 12 come to the plate, four hits, one error, and two runners left on base. 11 unanswered for Montgomery, and a seven-run inning makes it 11-4. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule your next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The bottom of the eighth inning, the Biscuits lead it 11-4. They have scored 11 unanswered. Lefty Keyshawn Askew comes in, faces the righty Ethan Murray. First up for Biloxi in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. That was a marathon top of the eighth inning. The Shuckers threw 62 pitches in the top of the frame. Biscuit scored seven times. Askew delivers. Murray lifts it towards center. Drew Baker under it. Battles the sun. And he makes the catch. One away for the lefty, Andy Yerzy. Askew comes in for Antonio Menendez, who in two innings throws 25 pitches. Gives up one hit, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. And it's a lefty-lefty matchup against Yerzy. Askew makes his 12th appearance of the year. He's allowed six earned runs, 10 runs total in 13 innings, a 4.15 ERA. The pitch to Yerzy misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Eight walks, 12 strikeouts, an opponent sitting .265 against Askew. The 1-0 delivery. Yerzy takes a slider away, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Yerzy takes a strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. Lefty Askew delivers. Yerzy takes off the inside corner. And the count goes to 3-1. Askew stands in at 6'4", 190 pounds out of Powder Springs, Georgia. Went to school at Clemson. Another ACC guy out of this bullpen. The 3-1 pitch is a called strike, and the count goes to 3-2. Antonio Menendez, the first guy out of the bullpen today for Montgomery, attended Wake Forest, Askew, South Carolina, and Clemson. The 3-2 delivery. Yerzy takes strike three on the inside corner. And that's two away now for Justin Dearden. Dearden is 0-2 today with a strikeout and a walk. It's an 11-4 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two out, nobody on. The pitch. Dearden takes a slider on the inside corner for strike one. The pitch lifted out towards left center. It drops in for a base hit. Drew Baker picks it up. Justin Dearden snaps an 0-for-16 skid at the plate with a hard hit single. And the Shuckers have a man on with two away for Jose Acosta. Two out, runner on first. It's an 11-4 Biscuits lead. Askew delivers. Acosta lines it in a left, and it's down for a base hit. It was a multi-hit performance, his first multi-hit game at the double-A level. That one off his bat at 103 miles an hour. It brings up the righty, Freddy Zamora. Runners in first and second with two out. The righty Zamora digs in. He's 0 for 3 today with a walk. It's an 11-4 lead for the Biscuits. The pitch. Called strike one at the letters at 92. Askew delivers. Zamora takes a slider off the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Zamora grounded out to third back in the sixth inning. Two out, two on. Askew delivers. Zamora takes up and away. And the count goes to 2-1. Askew comes set. Now the pitch. Zamora takes up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 delivery. Zamora takes off the inside corner, ball four, and they're loaded up for Mike Bovee. Shuckers trail by seven. Bases loaded with two out. Mike Bovee has a chance to put the Shuckers right back into this thing. They trail it 11-4. They have the bases loaded for the second time today. Lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch is a fastball and a called strike one. At the very least, a few runs to make this game at three runs or less. The lead for Montgomery going into the ninth would force them to use a few high-leverage guys. The 0-1 pitch. Bovee takes away, and the count evens 1-1. The Biscuits scored seven runs in the top of the eighth inning to take the lead. An opportunity for Biloxi to respond. Bovee is 2-for-4 today with an RBI double back in the third. The 1-1 pitch. He takes off the inside corner, then almost hit him on the thigh. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Bovee takes up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Brock Wilkins stands on deck. It's an 11-4 Biscuits lead. Bases loaded, two out. Askew comes set. Now the pitch. Bovee hits it right back to Askew on the hill. He flips to Seymour at first, and the Shuckers strand the bases loaded. It's a hard hit ball off the bat at 105 miles an hour. But right back to Askew. And that ends the eighth inning. No runs, two hits, no errors. Three runners left on base. End of the ninth. It's an 11-4 Biscuits lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. but at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
The top of the ninth inning. It's an 11-4 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers. The righty Caleb Bowman delivers home to the righty Drew Baker. First pitch is a called strike one. Javik Blake back with you. The Biscuits have scored 11 unanswered runs, including a 7-run eighth inning, and they lead it 11-4. The 0-1 pitch. Baker pops it foul. First base sign and out of play. Count goes 7-2. Today's game coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 0-2 pitch, slider, popped up, out towards short right center. Everybody converges, Dearden and Martinez Jr. almost collide. Martinez Jr. at the last moment calls him off and makes the catch. Retires Baker for the first down. It brings up the righty Carson Williams. Carson Williams steps in. He's 3-for-5 today. And an RBI single back in the eighth inning. The pitch misses away. The count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers back in action tomorrow night. Standard 6:35 start time on a Thursday night. The 1-0 delivery. Williams waves and misses at a slider. The count evens at 1-1. It's Thirsty Thursday, presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. The 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Drink deals throughout the ballpark, and Nate Peterson gets the start for Biloxi against the righty Ben Peoples. Williams calls time and steps out. Bowman takes a moment off the back of the mound. The 1-2 pitch. Slider pops foul. First base sign and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Slider misses away. And the count evens 2-2. Bowman comes set. Now the 2-2 pitch. Slider chopped towards short. Two hops to Zamora. He spears it, slings it the first. It's in time. He retires Williams for the second out. Brings up the lefty, Bob Seymour. Two outs in the top of the ninth inning. It's an 11-4 lead for Montgomery. Seymour's 2-for-4 today. He's reached base 3 times, 2 singles and a walk. Bowman fires. Seymour takes a slider top of the zone for strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Seymour takes a strike on the inside corner, fastball at 92. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Seymour fouls it off Yerzy's glove to the screen. The count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two out. Bowman fires. Wave and a miss. Slider right on top of Seymour's back foot. And it's a 1-2-3 ninth inning from Bowman. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's an 11-4 Montgomery lead. Lexi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Right-handed hitting, Brock Wilkin leads it off for Biloxi. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Montgomery leads it 11-4 over Biloxi. And the lefty, Keyshawn Askew, looking to lock down a Biscuits win. Shockers, meanwhile, trail by seven. The first pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Wilkin is 2-for-4 today. He is 3-for-7 in his first two games since being activated from the injured list yesterday. The 1-0 pitch. Wilkin waves and misses. Head of a slider at 81. And the count evens, one ball and one strike. Shuckers at the bases loaded in the eighth inning. The 1-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. It has been an offensive-heavy day. Shuckers have loaded the bases twice. Mike Bobey got a bit unlucky. Hit one at 105 off his bat, but it was right back to Askew on the hill in the eighth inning. We've seen 15 combined runs and 25 combined hits. The 2-1 delivery. Wilkin waves and misses ahead of a slider at 78. The count evens 2-2. Askew gave up two singles and a walk last inning. The left-hander delivers. Wilkin waves and misses. Fastball in the outside corner at 91. Now one away for the left-handed hitting Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez Jr. is 3-for-4 today. Two singles, an RBI, and a double. He steps in for the fifth time today, the back of the left-handed box. The pitch. He takes a slider off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Martinez Jr., one hit away from tying his career high of four hits in a game. Last did it last July against the Dayton Dragons with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. 1-0 pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner. The count evens 1-1. 11 runs, 15 hits, no errors for the Biscuits. 4 runs, 10 hits, and 3 errors for Biloxi. The 1-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. We're at the bottom of the ninth inning. Biloxi trails it by an 11-4 score. Askew delivers. Martinez Jr. plays it foul. towards the Biscuits dugout. Adam Leverett, right-handed arm, right at the top step. He fell backwards to get out of the way. The pitch. Martinez Jr. fouls it back and stays alive. Biloxi will be back at it tomorrow. Thursday night matchup with the Biscuits. First pitch at 6:35. We'll be at you with pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The 1-2 delivery. Martinez Jr. fouls it back and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. We're on to a seventh pitch in this at-bat. Martinez Jr. calls time and steps out. The 1-2 pitch. He swings and drives it foul. Left field side and out of play. We're on to an eighth pitch in this battle. One out in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Shuckers trail by seven. The 1-2 pitch. Slider misses away. The count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Martinez Jr. pops it foul. Out of play on the third base side, and we are on to a 10th pitch in this at-bat. Two balls, two strikes, one out. And a battle between the lefty Askew and the lefty Martinez Jr. The 2-2 pitch. Martinez Jr. drives it down the left field line. This one is foul again. And we're on to an 11th pitch in this at-bat. Askew stares in. See what he goes with next. It's been a lot of fastballs this at-bat. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and again foul. Third base side out of play. We're on to a 12th pitch in the at-bat. Askew comes set, first base side of the rubber. Now delivers. Martinez Jr. drives it out to left. Dyer back on it at the warning track. Reaches up and makes a snow cone grab. Askew wins a 12-pitch battle. And the Shuckers are down to their final out. That one was off Martinez Jr.'s bat at 99 miles an hour. Came oh so close to tying his career high with four hits. But up comes the switch hitter Xavier Warren up from the right side for the first time today. Two outs in the ninth. The pitch. He waves and misses at a fastball. The count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, slider lifted down the first baseline, foul, and the Shuckers are down to their final strike. No balls, two strikes, two out, the bottom of the ninth inning. The 0-2 pitch, wave and a miss, slider off the inside corner, and that finishes it out. Two strikeouts in the ninth inning for Askew. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And the Shuckers fall by an 11-4 final. For the Biscuits, 11 runs, 15 hits, and no errors. For Biloxi, 4 runs, 10 hits, and 3 errors. That 7-run eighth inning for Montgomery, the difference And the Biscuits are now at 16-13 on the season, tied for first place in the South Division with Pensacola, while the Shuckers fall two games behind Montgomery and Pensacola. They sit at 14-15 on the season. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time to ramp everything up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Comes your way next, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game times, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them online today at groundzerobiloxi.com. Shuckers fall in their final morning game of 2024, 11-4 against the Montgomery Biscuits. The Biscuits, 11 runs, 15 hits, and no errors. For Biloxi, 4 runs, 10 hits, and 3 errors. A 7-run, 8th inning the difference. The Shuckers scored 4 runs early. Montgomery scores 11 unanswered to win their second game against the Shuckers on the year. And the two teams have split the opening games of this six-game set. 11 runs, 15 hits, no errors for Montgomery. 4 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Biloxi. Antonio Menendez gets the win. Sam Carlson gets the loss. Time to take a look at today's scoring summary. The Shuckers, just like on Tuesday, scored multiple times in the first inning. They scored 2 runs off a pass ball and an RBI ground out from Ernesto Martinez Jr. In the third, the lead grew to 4-0. On an RBI double from Mike Bovee and an RBI single from Ernesto Martinez Jr., who tallies a multi-RBI day and now has 18 on the season to lead the Shuckers. But in the fourth inning, Montgomery started the comeback and started what would be 11 unanswered runs. Jalen battles an RBI single in the fifth inning. A sacrifice fly from Heriberto Hernandez scored Carson Williams. And then in the sixth inning, Ricardo Genovis, a 2-run homer that just got over the wall in left center, made it a 4-4 game. In the eighth inning, it was an RBI double from Matthew Dyer, an RBI single from Carson Williams, a bases-loaded walk from Heriberto Hernandez, and a grand slam from Tanner Murray, his second home run of the year. Made it a 7-run inning and an 11-4 Montgomery lead. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time to wrap up the Owop Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. That comes your way next around the Southern League and the Brewers organization. Shuckers fall
by an 11-4 final. We're back after this.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them today online at groundzerobiloxi.com for hours, menus, events, and more. The Shuckers fall by an 11-4 final against the Montgomery Biscuits. But before we go any farther, time to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Jafik Blake back alongside you. The Shuckers fall by an 11-4 final, 7 runs in the 8th inning, the difference for Montgomery. 11 runs, 15 hits, and no errors for the Shuckers. 4 runs on 10 hits and 3 errors. Time to take a look at the Owan Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League and the Brewers organization. First, let's start in the Southern League. 2 games have gone final around the league. In game 1 of a doubleheader, Chattanooga beats Tennessee 6-2. In game 2 of the doubleheader, the Lookouts lead it 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Earlier today, Pensacola beats Birmingham by a 5-1 final. It's just the 8th loss for Birmingham in 28 games. They're out to a 20-8 start to the season. Bottom of the 10th inning in Rocket City, the M Braves lead it 6-4 over the Trash Pandas. Rocket City a runner on second and nobody out to start the inning with the placed runner. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization. Everything else later on the minor league side at the big league level. The Brewers in action in a series finale against the Kansas City Royals. They trail by a 2-1 score in the bottom of the 4th inning. Elsewhere in the system at 5:35, the Nashville Sounds at 16-18. And Tyler Wasner makes his second AAA start after being promoted from Biloxi. Take on the AAA affiliate of the Rays in the Durham Bulls. Elsewhere at 5:35, the Carolina Mudcats at 19-7 go for their minor league leading on the Brewers affiliate side 20th win of the season. They go up against the Astros single-A affiliate in the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Elsewhere at 6:30, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers at 18-10 take on the Royals high-A affiliate in the Quad Cities River Bandits. Game 2 of a 6-game set. Final score from Biloxi. Biscuits 11, Shuckers 4, in a game that takes 2 hours and 52 minutes in front of 1,932 at Shuckers Ballpark
in Biloxi. Shuckers at 14-15. The Biscuits now at 16-13. Biloxi back in action tomorrow. It's Thirsty Thursday, presented by PBR Coca-Cola and Kicker 108. First pitch scheduled for 6:35. Drink deals throughout the night. Gates open at 5:30 at Shuckers Ballpark. The lefty Nate Peterson gets the start for Biloxi. 1-1 with a 4.37 ERA. While the righty Ben Peoples gets the start for Montgomery. He's 1-1 with a 1.90 earned run average. Again, 6:35. First pitch will be on the air with pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Your final score from Biloxi this afternoon. The Shuckers fall by an 11-4 final against the Biscuits. Back in action tomorrow. 6:35 first pitch, 6:15 pregame on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.